With the push to unified capabilities, DISA says it's getting rid of communications channels that aren't integrated well, including many built primarily on a Cold War-era technology called time division multiplexing that's getting harder and more expensive to maintain. The voice and video communications traffic that rides on those legacy circuits will converge onto a single network infrastructure, with virtually all DoD communications carried over Internet Protocol-based technology. Cindy Moran is DISA's Director of Network Services.
We've been talking everything over IP for years. Those services are here now, and we're rolling them out to try and eliminate legacy. We need quality of service. We need to be able to guarantee and assure your service the same way that you got those assurances with the TDM and the legacy. And that's really where we're working with the unified capabilities to go forward.
The agency's plan for unified communications calls for all that traffic, both classified and unclassified, to be guarded under a single security architecture with a common user authentication scheme. And in its annual forecast to industry, DISA told vendors it doesn't just want to transform the underlying technology it uses. Dr. Jennifer Carter, DISA's acquisition executive, says the agency wants to change the user experience of military members, civilians, and contractors, making communications easier and more productive.
Some of the capabilities that we're looking at enhancing in the future, the presence and awareness of users. So, you know, if you have a suite of things and you see things pop up, are the people in the office? Are they not in the office? Can you forward things from your email over to your, from your voice over to your email so you can get messages in different ways? Can things follow you into your mobile device, you know, from your desktop and be seamless? The video conferencing is something that gets used a lot. And the telephony and the telephony integration and the routing of calls that follow the user and the email. You know, we have a lot of email users. We want to extend the capabilities of the email into a unified messaging perspective. And we want to continue to make sure, obviously, that we've got that secure with enhancing identity management and use of PKI.
In conjunction with the Army, DISA released a request for information in June asking vendors to provide information on the current state of the art in unified communications. It hasn't yet set a date for contract awards based on the answers it gets back, but the agency's currently planning other solicitations designed to push it further down the path. One for video services is scheduled early in the first quarter of fiscal 2014. Another request for proposals for voice over IP is expected by the end of next month. Carter says upcoming solicitations will demand that industry solutions be easy to integrate into DoD's underlying architecture and be easy to use.
We want it to be as easy as, we download our apps today. Nobody comes and trains us on it. We start using it. You know, if there's an update, the update just pops up and we go over there and we click on it and it downloads and we've got an update. And we want to start making the user experience that we feel in our personal environment as easy for the warfighter in their environment, right, to get to what they need to have, so we can have different levels of service, right? We have something that is right there for you today, and it makes it very simple. And then we also have where we're careful to make sure people have the training they need, they have the references that they need, and have that to really simplify the user experience and do that in a way that is mature and sophisticated to support users for the long term.
For the voice portion of unified capabilities, DISA wants to begin removing the familiar telephone set from users' desks and begin transitioning them to soft phones that run on PCs or even handheld devices. For its own workforce, the agency is in the middle of a pilot program to do just that. It'll expand to 2,000 DISA workers soon, with the goal of eventually eliminating traditional phones entirely. Moran told reporters the agency expects to see real cost savings, both in costs that will avoid from not purchasing phone equipment and in maintenance and sustainment costs.
Then you have your phone number, and it may have a conference bridge with it. It may have different capabilities, or it may be just a basic telephone, but it just becomes an application on your computer instead of handing you a suitcase full of different devices to do work that can all be done on your computer. The thing with the soft phone that is significantly an improvement for us, you mentioned cost earlier. An IP telephone to sit on a desktop today can cost me anywhere from $300 to $500 a telephone, depending on what capabilities we get and directories and which the features are. A soft phone is $50 from the same vendor. So if I'm a telecommuter and I just need a headset, which is $30 to $50, and a $50 license to use the telephone software, the savings to the department for that person who may not need a desktop telephone is significant, and we're trying to relook everything we do to better use those applications to still get the legacy services.
And if the shorter-term goal is to make a user's computer or tablet the center of all of his or her communications, the longer-term vision, Carter says, is to move to a computing environment that's hosted in the cloud and accessible from any device.
With your mobile devices and the desktop, once you start leveraging things in the cloud space, your information follows you where you go. So you really are then, everything is right there at your fingertips, whether you're at the desktop or you're at the mobile device. We really are looking for interoperable capabilities in an open or standardized environment.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.